Hello and welcome to The Real Podcast. I'm Earl Buchan, and today we'll be continuing our conversation about rewilding the heart of ministry from the inside out. It starts with us. We can be open and real. We'll explore testimonies, conversations, all kinds of topics, and I hope you'll stick around. Today I'm sitting with easily one of my best friends, Phil Bond, and I want to just talk with him a little bit about his story and his journey to Christ and up until this point right here right now. So hello, Phil.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for doing this. I know I've heard bits and pieces of your story just so we've gone to know one another, but doing it in this kind of format is pretty brave, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Let me start out with just asking you some questions. I just want to find out, where were you born?
I was born here in Winnipeg.
And to what kind of family? Why don't you paint that picture?
I was born into a very volatile home. We moved a lot. My dad was into real estate. He would be home. He was also a diesel mechanic, so he would be home very infrequently. But when he was home, he was a whirlwind. Mm-hmm. And then because we moved so much, the schools and everything else, it was always a different school, a different group of kids. So I didn't really have any long term friends, at least not until grade 4 or 5.
Hmm. And when you say that your home was a whirlwind, obviously you're moving around a bit, but what does that mean?
I don't know how to put it, but. You never knew from day one to day two how safe you felt or how safe you were. Hmm. Even in school, I had a lot of bad experiences. I was a very mouthy kid, so it would get me beat up a lot.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, it's interesting. I grew up in the church. We went to church every Sunday. My grandmother demanded that we go there. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I used to pray and I used to ask God for to release me from my situation. And when He didn't, I just started to hate Him and resent Him.
Like release you from your home situation.
Yes. Right? Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Right. And what did that? Like, how did that hate manifest itself?
It manifested itself just early on as a teen. I started smoking. I started drinking. I started doing drugs. I started hanging around gang members. It really manifested itself in really bad ways. The more I seemed to hate them, the farther I became apart. Away from both family, friends, family, friends, and family. Mm-hmm. It really put a damper into a lot of things. I still have family members that don't fully trust me.
Mm.
So,
you had mentioned to me once an experience when you were 14 years old, where you had to take a whole bunch of money and pay a bill.
Mm-hmm.
At Hydro. So, you were obviously pretty responsible at a very early age.
Well, I had to do a lot of things like that. I was also renovating houses with my dad. It was, I think that's one of the reasons I have such problems holding down jobs is because I spent so much time in a very volatile work environment. You never knew whether or not he would flip out on you at any given moment, especially when you couldn't do something he wanted you to do, and you were unable to do what he wanted you to do.
Right, because it paralyzes you, right?
Well, it's not the paralyzation. I mean, I literally, let's say he wanted me to putty something. I literally couldn't do it the way he wanted it done.
Mm.
So, I mean... it just got to the point where, there was no getting around it. You were going to get screamed at.
Hmm. Do you feel like those father issues colored your appearance of God or your experience?
I think it did for sure. I mean, when your father is like that and they're telling you your heavenly father, the only recollection you have of a father is like that. It's this violent, overbearing man that very I mean, until I was 16, he'd never shown any kind of love towards me. Mm. I remember when I was 16, he tried to hug me, and he literally ducked a fist.
Mm. Right.
You know, I told him, you know, you can beat me up, do what you want, but if you ever try and hug me again, I'll kill you.
Yeah. What bridged that space to the point where you saw Jesus as a friend?
You know, I always believed in God, as much as I hated him. Hmm. You know, it took me 40 years to come to Christ. It took me 40 years of drugs, alcohol, the occult, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, I couldn't have been farther away from God, But it got me to the point where I was sitting in a meth house, broken down, unable to function, and I was crying out to him. And I said, you know, like, you know, release me from this. And, you know, after I was released from the situation, and it did happen, I started to go to church and all these other things that put pieces into place in my life. Mm. I mean, it was a long journey. I mean, at one point, I went back out to where I was before for 13 years and came back again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a long, hard road to say, you know, look, you know, this is where I need to be. Mm-hmm. But at 45, I turned around and I never looked back. I mean, I was just so broken. Mm. And I believe some people need to get to that point where they're so broken that there's nothing else to turn to. There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah. What was that wall moment for you? Like, where you hit that wall, you realized something needs to change.
When I realized that no matter what I did, no matter what happened, I was always going to live in this situation where I never knew, I never felt peace, ever. Mm. You know, no matter what I did, no matter how many drugs, no matter how much I chased that feeling, it didn't do a thing. Mm. That realization that sooner or later this was going to kill me.
Right. Stepping beyond that to this place where now Jesus is your friend and you know you've needed to change, what's life been like since that?
Well, you know, he released me from cigarettes, drugs, and alcohol. It'll be 3 years on July 20th.
Awesome.
You know, that was an instant release. Everything else has been a struggle, you know. It didn't make my life perfect. I mean, anyone that thinks that it's going to make your life perfect isn't for a surprise. But I mean, what it did do is it changed me from the inside out, and it changes me every day. Mm. And more and more I become... you know, I don't want to use the words a better person, but I really do think that people see the difference.
Yeah.
I got people that refuse to talk to me now because of it, mm. because they don't want to, they just don't understand.
Right.
You know, but I am not the same person I was 3.5 years ago. I am not, mm. not at all, you know, and I know people see that because only the love of God has brought me to this point. Only the direction, you know, only the death on the cross, the forgiveness of sins. These are the things that brought me peace, relief, love. You know, I'm finally coming to understand what a Heavenly Father really is. I never knew that before. Mm. I always thought it was this big, mean guy coming down on you.
How has that realization changed your relationship with your earthly father?
Well, about 13 years ago, I forgave my father for all the things he did to me. My grandmother, who's a Christian woman, she was alive at the time, she said to me, you know, you got to forgive your father, you know. And at the same time, I was listening to some people, and they were saying, you know, if you drink a cup of poison and expect, or holding a grudge is like drinking a cup of poison and expecting someone else to die.
Wow.
So I got to that point, and the angry, violent person I used to be left me. I don't know how to explain it any other way, but the violent, angry things that I used to do were no longer. I think I've gotten really mad like once in the last 15 years, like really mad. So I mean that's a true testimony too, you know, because at the time this is when I was coming to Christ for the first time. So, I mean, he changed me. He always had his hand on me. Even when I went back, I mean, I went from the same situation I was before when I first came to Christ, back right into the same situation I was 13 years later to come back to Christ again. So that, to me, tells me that he had a hand in it.
So you now, what I see in you is I see you now pouring out for Christ, taking care of people that are around you, whether it's a concern, you know, for someone sitting next to you on the couch in Bible study or leading a prayer walk. Like, you seem radically different from those days. So do you see that?
Well, the radicalization is, you know, you spend so much time trying to make sure of others instead of yourself. You're getting out of yourself. You know, when you're not with Christ, you spend so much time chasing things for yourself.
Right.
You don't think of others. You're very selfish. And I still have my selfish moments. I'm not going to deny that. I still have my moments where I'm like, okay, I want this. But you know, the release is, you know, the more you give to others, the more, I really do believe, the more you find freedom. I mean, the more you serve, the more you find freedom.
Yeah.
You know, in Christ, you'll find freedom. A lot of people say, you know, oh, well, you're following this God and you have to do all these things. But I think it's more that you want to do all these things.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also the fact that you spend so much time chasing other things when you're not with Christ, and when you are, you have all these things that you don't need anymore. You know,
so if Jesus was sitting here right now, what's something you'd say to him?
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. I'm going to close the chapter here now.
All right.
And we can pick it up another day. But, like, thank you, Phil.
Okay.
You have a wonderful testimony. You can see it go, just how God has brought beauty from the ashes. And it has enriched my life to no end. And I can see it enriching the lives of the people in the church that you attend to. So it's very clear the Lord has brought you. You know, the light's gone a long way, but he's brought you. You know. So thank you. Thank you for sharing with us.